time to look at foreign affairs with our expert, Dr. Keith Suter, the Managing Director of the Global Directions Think Tank and the man behind the Global Truths podcast on the Listener app. He's online right now. Dr. Keith, good morning to you. I was watching Sky News Live on my program last night, and they were talking about the massive cabinet reshuffle in the British Parliament, and people were turning up and they were guessing or trying to work out who was getting what new portfolio, and a black car turns up and out steps David Cameron, the former British Prime Minister. He's made a shock return to politics. The outspoken Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, was sacked, and Rishi Sunak has pulled this rabbit out of his hat, the former Prime Minister. Now, he is in the House of Lords, so it's a kind of a bit like the Senate. You can have a cabinet position if you're in the House of Lords, correct?
That is it, absolutely. And in fact, you do get members who serve in the Lords, although there has been a downplaying of the role of the House of Lords, really, for day-to-day government. But it's the House of Review, and it's an appointment that's being rushed through to give him a job in the government.
So, is this history-making?
It is, I think. I'm not sure it's going to do him any good. I think the Prime Minister is certainly in trouble. So the background to all this is that the Prime Minister is trying to move the government or his party back a little more towards the middle. And so Suella Braverman is, as she describes it, a child of the British Empire, very proudly conservative, a real hardliner. And she's made life difficult for her colleagues in the past. This is the second time she's been fired from government. Previous Prime Minister Liz Truss had to get rid of her as well over a very separate matter. Suella Braverman represents a really hardline approach. She wants to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, having difficulty with that, getting it through the law courts. That's no longer her problem. So she's seen as a very tough person and a contender for the party leadership. So you've got that as a subtext.
Mm-hmm.
And she will now go onto the backbenches where she'll be able to attack her Prime Minister far more openly. So it's a nasty business politics. You've always got people scrambling for that top job.
There's an old saying, isn't there? Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. And he's now pushed her away, and she could be very dangerous indeed.
She could be. So her most recent outburst was an article published in the Times newspaper, owned by Rupert Murdoch, being very critical of police behaviour during a dispute over the Middle East and pro-Palestinian demonstrators in London. And she said the police are not being, in effect, not being tough enough on these pro-Palestinians. So she's a very tough person, but has probably overstepped the mark once too often. So she goes to the back benches. So she's out of the Home Office. We've got to get somebody to go into the Home Office. And that was then given to the current foreign secretary, and that then left a vacancy. And this vacancy has now been filled by David Cameron. So David Cameron became Prime Minister in 2010. So Labour government was really on the rocks. I was, in fact, back in England for that election, and there was a general feeling that the Conservatives were going to do very well in that election. Labour was going to lose it. And so David Cameron, sort of after a period of confusion when Labour was in power for so many years, the Conservative Party ran through a variety of leaders, a bit like what we've seen in Australia from time to time.
Yes.
With all that political instability. And then they sort of concentrated on David Cameron for the 2010 general election, which he did very well, and managed to claw back a lot of seats that had been lost over previous years, and reinvented the Conservative Party as being far less Thatcherite and much more towards the centre, and formed a coalition government ironically, with a far left political party, and in fact managed to do quite well in office for 5 years. And while they were in office, that within the Conservative Party, there is this continuing campaign for Britain to leave the European Union, what is called Brexit. And he, in a fit of absent-mindedness, simply said, look, in the event of my winning the next election, which will be 2015, we will have a referendum. Now, the British, as a rule, don't do referenda, so it's not a standard item. Mm. But anyway, he did it. It was a fit of absent-mindedness on his part. He did it because he thought that the election in 2015 was going to be very close and that he would need to continue the coalition with his far-left party, which would then block him from holding the referendum. But instead, he did very well in the general election, was able to form a government in his own right, not from people from the other political party, which would have held him back. They wouldn't have accepted there being a referendum on Brexit. But he didn't need them as a coalition partner. He was standing in, he won so well in his own right. And so his cabinet colleagues said, well, you promised that we'll have a referendum. So he saw it. So Britain made this monumental decision, almost in a fit of absent-mindedness, with Cameron convinced that, okay, I'll hold the referendum, but it's not going to get anywhere, so I needn't take it too seriously. And he set the bar very low for actually being able to win the referendum, you know, just a simple majority compared to what we've got here in Australia. Mm. A majority of people in a majority of states is a very high bar. Similarly in the United States, he really hadn't thought this through. Well, and so there are a lot of people who disapproved of Brexit, disapproved of pulling out of European Union, and think the guy was an idiot in having this referendum. And then the referendum, of course, he lost, and then he resigned and just quit politics, or so we thought.
It's a very interesting time in British politics, and Rishi Sunak, I think, has got a lot on his hands, because from what I understand, and you'll tell me if I'm wrong, as you always do, but but the current leader of the opposition, Sir Keir Starmer, looks very strong.
Yes, indeed. Now, Labour, of course, was going through its own upheavals in opposition and elected somebody who was basically unelectable. Now they've gone for Keir Starmer. Nice, solid, respectable lawyer, and he represents stability, which is what the British like, compared with the chaos within the Conservative Party.
He looks
so
very
Labour
much in
is
control.
Expected to win the general election next time round. And so this is Rishi Sunak just trying to move a little more towards the centre. But the Conservative Party is extremely divided because you do have moderate Conservatives, but at the same time you have these hardliners like Suella Braverman, who will try to push the government further and further to the right.
Yeah. All right. Interesting times. Thanks for keeping us up to date, Dr. Keith Suter. I'm sure we'll talk again before the week's out.
Thank you.
Dr. Keith Suter here on The Night Shift on Triple M.